Surah Al-Alaq. Al-Alaq, the clinging or suspended substance. The surah has also been called Iqra, meaning recite or read. This was the very first surah, actually the first few ayat were the very first ayat to be revealed. As we all know, the Prophet ﷺ was sitting in the cave of Hira when Angel Jibreel a.s. came to him and said to him, Iqra, recite. The Prophet ﷺ said, I cannot. So Jibreel alayhi salam squeezed him. He squeezed him so much that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it seemed to me as if my ribs would overlap. But then he said, Iqra. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said again that I cannot. He squeezed him another time and said, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Recite in the name of your Lord who created man from a clinging substance. Recite. And your Lord is the most generous, who taught by the pen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us by the pen. What does that mean? The best way to preserve knowledge is through the pen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn by the qalam, by the pen. And He has used a pen to write down the destiny and also enumerated the creation of every single person, every single animal, every single other entity that He has created. It is in Allahul Mahfuz. In it also is preserved knowledge of every single thing. How things operate, what they are constructed of, how are they constructed, all of those things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the Quran in writing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught by the pen, meaning that He taught something which has been preserved and collected and recorded. Taught man that which he knew not. We did not know anything, whether to read or to write. We did not know how to survive, how to lead lives, what choices to make, the criteria for this dunya and for akhirah, all of it. All of that knowledge comes from Allah. We know nothing. We only know whatever Allah teaches us. The angels understood that. Going back to the beginning of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, and He told Adam alayhi salam, He taught him the names of certain things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned toward the angels and said, tell me the names of those things, if you are truthful. They said, La ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. There is no knowledge for us whatsoever except that only which you teach us. Allah says, Allah taught man which he knew not. No, but indeed man transgresses. Despite that fact that we only operate because of knowledge from Allah, we disobey Him and cross His limits. Why? Allah says, because He sees Himself self-sufficient. And how does He become self-sufficient? Because of the very knowledge that His Creator gave Him. Allah reminds us, indeed to your Lord is the return. Have you seen the one who forbids a servant when he prays? Have you seen if he is upon guidance or enjoys righteousness? Have you seen if he denies and turns away? Does he not know that Allah sees? An example of such a person was Abu Jahl. He used to make fun of the Salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, does he not know that Allah sees? No, if he does not desist, we will surely drag him by the forelock. It can also mean slap him or blacken his face at the forelock. لَنَسْفَعَمْ بِالنَّاسِيَةِ A lying, sinning forelock. Then let him call his associates, who will call the angels of hell. كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ No, do not obey him, but prostrate and draw near to Allah. This is an ayah of sajda. Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَخْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَأَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا Do not obey the one whose heart Allah has rendered completely free of the remembrance of Allah. And he follows his own desires. And his matter is in excess. His life is full of excess, crossing the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, do not obey him, but prostrate and draw near to Allah. Drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way to gain strength, so that a person has the ability to deal with such situations and with such people. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said a person is nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. So we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. Allah answers duas that are recited from our hearts in sajda. During salah as well, a person does not have to recite their duas in Arabic. Even in fard salah, you can recite the duas in your own language. And Allah knows best. Suratul Qadr, Al-Qadr, decree or destiny. Other meanings are precise measurement, value, gravity, greatness. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Indeed, we have sent it, the Quran, during the night of decree. When does this night fall? We all know during the last 10 nights, the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. The Qur'an was revealed from Allahul Mahfuz, the preserved slate which is with Allah, down to the heaven of this earth. From there, it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over a period of 23 years by Jibreel alayhi salam. The Qur'an was revealed upon his heart sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest night of the greatest month of the greatest era of human beings is Laylatul Qadr. How important is it? The Prophet ﷺ said that so many angels descend, it becomes crowded. On that night, the decrees are given. The destinies of people are decided. Now, people would ask, the destinies of people are already decided when a person is born. The souls, what's going to happen to them has already been written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says in the Quran, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah erases what He wills. وَيُثَبِّتُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes, makes firm whatever He wills. So if a person gets Laylatul Qadr, they're praying, they're staying up that night and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, happens to be the night of Al-Qadr, then those duas will be answered and the destiny will be rewritten according to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on that person, will accept his or her du'as. Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what can make you know what is the night of decree? لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of decree is better than 1,000 months, equal to 1,000 months of worship, 83 years and 4 months of worship. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ. The angels and the spirit, Jibreel alayhi salam himself, they descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter. They bring down the decree for everything destined to occur in the coming year. So your destiny for the next year is rewritten. Alhamdulillah, and why is all of this occurring? This occurs because of the Qur'an. The Qur'an is the greatest mercy of Allah. This book that we are reading right now, because of this book, Ramadan was made sacred. Because of this book, Laylatul Qadr was designated. Because of this book, we are told to fast. It all has to do with the Qur'an. Laylatul Qadr is an indication of the greatness of the Qur'an. So Ramadan is not anything without the Qur'an. Laylatul Qadr will not be without the Qur'an. We could have fasted in any other month, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ramadan. Why? Because of Laylatul Qadr, and that was chosen. Why? Because of the Qur'an. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended. And this is why every night of Laylatul Qadr, throughout the years, the angels descend. They go and visit the homes. They see what people are doing. People who are awake and praying and making dua and doing ibadah and reading Quran and crying and asking Allah and beseeching Him. They are the ones who witness that. And then they are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders to rewrite the decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Peace it is until the emergence of dawn. It is salamun, peace upon the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Laylatul Qadr every single Ramadan that He keeps us alive to witness it. Ameen. Suratul Bayyina, clear evidence. It is also called Surah Lam Yakun. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. Those who disbelieved among the people of the scripture and the polytheists were not to be parted from mischief until there came to them clear evidence. The mischief of the erroneous beliefs and superstitions. So now clear evidence came to them. رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة. A messenger from Allah reciting purified scriptures. The scriptures of the previous people have been changed, have been altered, muddied. The Quran is clear. Allah has preserved its writings and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purified it from falsehood and from mistakes. Fiha kutubun qayyima, within which are correct writings. Nor did those who were given the scripture become divided until after there had come to them clear evidence. People of the previous scripture, they split into sects and denominations. Allah says, and they were not commanded except to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ, inclining to truth, and to establish prayer, and to give zakah. And that is a correct religion. وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ, this was the religion they had, but they altered it. Indeed, they who disbelieved among the people of the scriptures and the polytheists will be in the fire of hell, abiding eternally therein. Those are the worst of creatures. Indeed, they who have believed and done righteous deeds, those are the best of creatures. Their reward with Allah will be gardens of perpetual residence, beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide forever, Allah being pleased with them and they with Him. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشْيَ رَبَّهُ. This is not for everyone. Allah says, this is for whoever has feared his Lord. We seek refuge in Allah from having a heart that does not feel fear. Ameen. Surah Az-Zalzala, the earthquake. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إِذَا زُلْزَلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. When the earth is shaken with its final earthquake, and the earth discharges its burdens, the graves erupt open, and human beings come out. And man says, what is wrong with it? What is wrong with the earth? That day it will report its news. The earth itself will bear witness. What was this person doing? At which point upon me? When he was walking to good, or when he was walking to bad? That day Allah says, it, the earth, will report its news. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, because your Lord has inspired it. Allah has commanded it. That day the people will depart, separated into categories to be shown the result of their deeds. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ يَرَهُ. So whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it, the weight of a small ant. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَاهُ. And whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. Some scholars say this is about one who gives the smallest sadaqah without hesitation and one who does not fear the smallest of sins. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. The weight of an atom, the weight of a tiny ant, it could be one word. But why does it matter? What does one word matter? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send into hellfire a person because of one word he uttered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save a person, send him to Jannah. What will save him? One word. Suratul Adiyat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَا. By the racers panting. ضَبْحٌ means neighing, this horses. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا. And the producers of sparks when striking. The hoofs of the horses, while galloping over a rocky train, they send sparks out. Allah says, فالمورياتِ قدحا فالمغيراتِ صبحا and the chargers at dawn while their enemy is unaware. So this group of horses running, striking up sparks, panting, going in the midst of the enemy, stirring up thereby clouds of dust, arriving thereby in the center, collectively. Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودُ. Indeed, mankind to his Lord is ungrateful. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that? Allah makes an oath by the horses for jihad, the ones who really struggle and follow the commands of their owners, their masters. They run into the battlefield at the time chosen by their masters, in a way chosen by their masters, and they do not stop, no matter how harsh and how difficult the battle is. Then Allah says, also in Surah Abasa, man has not accomplished what he was charged with. This is why Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودُ. Surely, definitely, mankind to his Lord is ungrateful. And indeed, he is to that a witness. He knows that he has not served Allah as he ought to serve him. Why? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And he is in love of wealth intense. But does he not know that when the contents of the graves are scattered, and that within the breasts is obtained, the secrets are made known? Indeed, their Lord with them that day is fully acquainted. Allah orders us in the Quran, جَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. Strive in the path of Allah as you ought to strive, as He deserves, or at least to the best of your ability. Allah is acquainted with us today, and Allah will reveal it on that day. Al-Qari'ah, that which strikes, or the sudden calamity, another name for the resurrection. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, wa ma adraka mal-Qari'ah. The striking calamity. What is the striking calamity? And what can make you know what is the striking calamity? It is the day when people will be like moths dispersed, and the mountains will be like wool fluffed up. Then as for one whose scales are heavy with good deeds, he will be in a pleasant life. But as for one whose scales are light, his refuge will be an abyss. And what can make you know what that is? It is a fire, intensely hot. Allahumma ajirna minan nar, ameen. The Prophet ﷺ said the heat of the fire of this world is simply 1/70th that of hellfire. And what is the heat of this world? It includes the heat of the sun. Subhanallah. Fire complained to its Lord that a part of mine is eating another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it permission to take two breaths, one in the summer and another in the winter. The coldest winter is its cold breath, and the hottest summer is its hot breath. Sahih Bukhari. Surah At-Takathur. At-Takathur means competition in increase. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhaakum at-takathur. Alha yulhi alhaakum means you have become diverted. You are diverted. Competition in worldly increase diverts you. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Until you visit the graveyards, throughout your life you compete with each other in worldly things until you hit death. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. No, you are going to know. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Then no, you are going to know. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. No, if they only knew with knowledge of certainty, with conviction. You will surely see the hellfire. Then you will surely see it with the eye of certainty. On that day, you will be convinced. Then you will surely be asked that day about pleasure. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first thing the people will be held accountable for on the day of judgment is prayer. Allah will say to his angels, even though he already knows, look at my servant's prayers. Were they complete or not? If they were complete, it will be written as complete. If they were not fully complete, Allah will say, see if my servant has voluntary prayers. If he has them, Allah will say, complete his obligatory prayers. Complete the shortage with his voluntary prayers. then the rest of his deeds will be dealt with in the same manner. Ahmad Abu Daud. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the son of Adam will not pass away from Allah until he is asked about five things: how he lived his life, how he utilized his youth, with what means did he earn his wealth, how did he spend his wealth, and what did he do with his knowledge. At-Tirmidhi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, take benefit of five things before five: your youth before your old age, your health before your sickness, your wealth before your poverty, your free time before your preoccupation, and your life before your death. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Suratul Asr. Al Asr, time. Wal Asr, Allah swears by time. Allah has created the time. Allah swears by it. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Indeed, mankind is in loss. People are in loss. Spends his life in extreme hardship, striving, and after death does not obtain relief and happiness. Illa alladhina amanu, except for those who believe. Wa amilu salihati, and they do righteous deeds. Wa tawasaw bil haqqi, and they advise each other to the truth. What is the truth? The Quran. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But that requires patience. So Allah says, wa tawasaw bis sabr, and they advise each other to be patient. What is patience? To do good, to strive in Allah's cause, to control our soul from temptations, to avoid sins, to stand up against societal pressure, to be strong against shaitan, to be strong against our own desires, to be constant in prayer, da'imun, to give sadaqah and charity even though you find it difficult. All of it requires patience. That's why the ulama feel that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not revealed the Quran, Suratul Asr would have been enough. Whenever the sahaba used to depart from each other, they would recite Suratul Asr. It is a reminder. Why does Allah swear by time? Because time is ticking away. We're losing time. Utilize each time, each second, each moment, each opportunity. Otherwise, indeed mankind is in loss. Surat al-Humaza, the scorner. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ. Woe to every scorner and mocker. What is this person scorning and mocking? Iman. Quran. Who collects wealth and continuously counts it, rather than spending in the way of Allah. He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal. No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher. And what can make you know what is a crusher? It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled, which mounts directed at the hearts. Indeed, it, hellfire, will be closed down upon them in extended columns. May Allah save us, Ameen. But why is it directed towards the hearts? Allati tattaliu ala al-af'ida. Af'ida, fu'ad, the feeling heart, the heart that feels intense emotion. Qalb is a thinking heart. Their hearts ruined them. Even science tells us today, and we do not need science to confirm what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, because He knows. But human beings have also discovered, by the mercy of Allah, the Institute of Heart Math, Colorado, USA, did 25 years of research. They did a series of studies that shows that the heart is capable of directing the activity of almost every cell in our body. It helps it to understand, to determine perception, emotions, health. They discovered a heart-brain combination. It's a network of nerves in the heart that responds to and remembers positive and negative emotions. Then why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the word al-al-al-afida, fu'ad, not qalb? Qalb is a thinking heart. Qulubun la yafqahuna biha. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word fu'ad. It's an intense feeling, the heart, part of the heart that feels emotions, because all of their intense feelings were relegated, directed towards wealth, dunya, counting the money. There was no room for hidayah, there was no room for iman. This is what they loved, so it left no room for the truth. This is why the fire will be directed to the hearts. What are we filling our hearts with? Surah Al-Fil, the elephant. Abraha had made a huge house of worship in Yemen and wanted people to come there instead of the Kaaba for Hajj and Umrah. The people of Makkah were upset by that. One of them put filth in the other place. In retaliation, Abraha attacked. This happened a few years before the Prophet, peace be upon him, was born. Abraha confiscated Abdul al-Muttalib's camels, who came to ask for them back, and said that the rest is between you and the owner of the sacred house, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to defend his house. The Makkans did not have an army to defend themselves. They trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they knew that Allah would defend his house. They went and sat upon the hills overlooking the Kaaba, the Haram. And sure enough, when Abraha emerged with his army, Allah caused the earth to open up, swallow the animals, the elephants, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent birds with tiny pebbles to throw on the soldiers. Whenever the stones would hit the soldiers, the flesh of the soldiers would fall off and they would die. This is how he was defeated. Surah Quraysh, the tribe of Quraysh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Li ilafi Quraysh, for the accustomed security of the Quraysh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them honor and reputation because they were the guardians of the Kaaba. It allowed them to travel through the land without fear of being harmed. Allah had given it to them. إِلَافِهِمْ رِيلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ, their accustomed security in the caravan of winter and summer. They had trading caravans that traveled south in the winter and north in the summer, and they were secure from attacks from bandits or from anyone else. Allah says, because of that, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا, because of that they need to do ibadah of who? رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ, the Lord of this very house. Abdul Muttalib had acknowledged that this was the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he would defend it when Abraha came to attack. So they knew that this was the house of Allah. So Allah says, and this Lord has also given them security, so they need to worship him who has fed them, saving them from hunger and made them safe from fear. Surah Al-Ma'un, assistance. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Have you seen the one who denies the recompense, the Day of Judgment? For that is the one who drives away the orphan and does not encourage the feeding of the poor. Again, Allah talks about feeding the poor people. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, so woe to those who pray Salah, people who pray Salah, but they drive away the orphan and don't feed the poor. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, they are heedless of their Salah. These are hypocrites who are unconcerned if they miss their prayers, and they're also unconcerned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might not be accepting their salah because they don't care about human beings. They only care about themselves, selfish people. They're heedless because the prayer is supposed to make them more compassionate. Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ, those who make a show of their deeds and withhold simple assistance. Small things, little things, helping other people with small things, subhanallah. People who do not feed others for the sake of Allah, to seek the pleasure of Allah, but only to show off. Who only stand up for salah to show off. They stand up for salah lazily, and they do not care. Their hearts do not soften in compassion for those who are deprived. Those who have lost everything, because they have actually denied the Day of Judgment. Surah Al-Kawthar. Al-Kawthar literally means the most abundant good. It is also the name of a river in paradise. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Kawthar. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, son died, the male children, because he did not have any male children, and the two were born but they died. So Abu Jahl was happy and he celebrated. Abu Lahab, they celebrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down this surah, saying that Allah has given him Kawthar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's line continued with his daughters. On the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be proud of his large ummah. His name is taken with respect throughout the world. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah has raised his dhikr. And on the day of judgment in Akhirah, Allah will give him Al-Kawthar. Allah says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْهَرْ. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to him. Pray Salah, continue to sacrifice for the sake of Allah and ignore these people. Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off. It is not the lineage of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who is cut off, but the enemy was cut off. Both Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab met with a terrible end. Surah Al-Kafirun, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Say, O disbelievers, La abudu ma ta'abudun. I do not worship what you worship, nor are you worshippers of what I worship, nor will I be a worshipper of what you worship, nor will you be worshippers of what I worship. Lakum dinukum waliya din. For you is your religion, and for me is my religion. This was a reply to the kuffar when they offered that 1 year we will alternately worship each other's lords. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these ayat. No compromise. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to recite it in the 2 rakat after tawaf and also in the Fajr and Maghrib sunnahs along with Suratul Ikhlas. Plus, he told some of his sahaba that if you recite this before sleeping, you will be acknowledged as free from shirk. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do dam or heal with it for insect bites. He would recite it while rubbing and washing the wound with salted water. The barakah of the truth is that people who are not very practicing either are very staunch in their belief in Islam. And nobody can change them from their belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, they believe in the Quran, they believe in the Day of Judgment, and they venerate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without fail. It is not easy to change people, to convert people from Islam to a different religion. In fact, Islam is the fastest growing religion, has been for a very long time, and continues to be so because of its adamant truth. وَجَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَذَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. The truth has come and falsehood has disappeared. Falsehood is by its very nature to be destroyed. Surah An-Nasr, Victory. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the very last complete surah to be revealed. And when it was revealed, the Sahaba knew that the last days of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were here. Makkah was conquered 8 years after Hijrah, and massive numbers of people started accepting Islam. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When the victory of Allah has come and the conquest. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see the people entering into the religion of Allah in multitudes. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Then exalt with praise of your Lord and ask forgiveness of Him. Indeed, He is ever accepting of repentance. This is near departure. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told to ask forgiveness, to be humble. When he entered Makkah as a conqueror, he was so humble that his forehead almost touched the back of the camel, the neck of the camel he was sitting on. This is humility. When Allah gives victory, He wants us to see humbled. At that moment, people need to do istighfar. Most of the time, people will do istighfar, and they should, when calamities strike them. But when victory comes, remember, this is an even harder test, because this test is masked. It's a hidden test. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also do istighfar, because victory is only from Allah. In case we start having ideas of grandeur and pride, which obviously the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never, as we have seen in his conduct. But this is for us to know that when the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, we need to do istighfar. Surah Al-Masad. Masad means fiber. This surah is also known as Al-Lahab, flame. This was the name of Abu Lahab, who was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin watab. May the hands of Abu Lahab be ruined, and ruined is he. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned his relatives for the first time about the hereafter, Abu Lahab and all the others gathered to listen to him. But when he relayed his message, Abu Lahab said, Tabballaka, may you be destroyed. Is that what you called us for? He and his wife were extreme enemies of Islam. She, his wife, used to put thorns in the Prophet's path, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and slander him. So Allah says, Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab. May the hands of Abu Lahab be ruined. And ruined is he. His wealth will not avail him or that which he gained. He will enter to burn in a fire, blazing flame. And his wife as well, the carrier of firewood. Hammalat al-hatab. The word firewood, al-hatab, was used by the Arabs to allude to slander and backbiting. Around her neck is a rope of twisted fiber. It is said that she will stoke the fire in which Abu Lahab will burn, in hellfire. After Badr, he caught an infectious disease. He died. His body decomposed on the street for 3 days. Finally, his sons threw stones and earth from afar, and then they buried him. His own children threw stones on his body. Subhanallah. Surah Al-Ikhlas. Ikhlas, purification. Purification of faith. This is the theme of the surah. In narrations by Bukhari and Ahmad, the Prophet, peace be upon him, described the surah as being equivalent to 1/3 of the Qur'an. 1/3 of the message of the Qur'an is carried in this surah. This surah was revealed when the mushrikeen came to ask the lineage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all of their other so-called gods, they had lineages, and they were in the habit of asking of the lineage of everyone. So they came in their arrogance to ask, Tell us about your Lord. What is his lineage? Where does he come from? Allah says, Qul, huwa Allahu ahad. Say, He is Allah who is one, single, unique, indivisible. Allahu samad, Allah, the eternal refuge. Because he is the one sought in times of difficulty and need, the one depended upon by all for existence. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He neither begets nor is born. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any children, nor he is the child of anyone. Allah has said in Hadith Qudsi, reported in Bukhari, Man insults me, saying that I have a son, whereas I am self-sufficient. I have not begotten, nor I am born. There is no one like me. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un. Allah says, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Nor is there to him any equivalent. Some Sahaba used to recite this with other surahs in Salah. The Prophet ﷺ made dua for them. May your love for this surah make you enter into Jannah. Bukhari and Muslim. Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas. Al-Falaq means the daybreak, and An-Nas means people or mankind. The Prophet ﷺ said once, Tonight two surahs have been revealed to me, which are unlike any other. And then he recited these two. These two surahs are recited for protection according to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Aisha radiallahu anha said, When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be in any pain, he would recite and blow on himself these two surahs. When his pain increased near death, she would recite and rub her hands on his body. When a Jew did black magic on the Prophet, peace be upon him, in Medina, Jibril alayhi salam came with these two surahs. So these two surahs were revealed in Makkah, and it is believed again in Medina. Black magic had been done by making a doll of wax with needles and hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Jewish person had obtained it, and it was all put together and buried and thrown in a well. Jibril alayhi salam came, and he told the Prophet, peace be upon him, where this was, the doll. He sent some Sahaba to open it. They brought it to him, and he recited these two surahs. Altogether, they have 11 ayat. There were 11 knots of his hair on that piece of doll. Each knot opened as he recited each ayah. The Prophet ﷺ would blow with these ayahs, would recite them and blow them, and also Suratul Ikhlas on his body before sleeping. During Salah, a scorpion stung the Prophet, peace be upon him. After Salah, he asked for water and salt, rubbed it, and with it he recited Surah Al-Kafirun and Surah Al-Nas. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of Daybreak. Min sharri ma khalaq. From the evil of that which he created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings daybreak as a relief from darkness. So light comes after darkness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to seek refuge in Allah from the evil, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all things. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And from the evil of darkness when it settles. Many creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come out in darkness. Evil is done in darkness. Sins are perpetrated in darkness. Black magic is settled in darkness. Allah says, seek refuge. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ. And from the evil of the blowers, the witches who blow in knots. Meaning those who practice black magic. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. And from the evil of an envier when he envies. So this surah is also protection for the evil eye. These are all evils that we cannot see. These are evils of the unseen. Witchcraft, envy, jealousy. Remember, nothing affects us except as Allah wills. And none of these things affect a person if their iman is strong. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Surah An-Nas. An-Nas means people or mankind. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. The King, the Sovereign of mankind. إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. The God of mankind. مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. From the evil of the retreating whisperer. Who is that? It is Shaitan, a devil who makes evil suggestions to man, but disappears when one remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waswas, Shaitan whispers to us, and he does that in many different ways. He will plant an idea in your head and leave, and then he will wait for that idea to flower. Shaitan has a lot of patience. Remember, he has all of his lifetime to work upon us and upon our children. Subhanallah. May Allah save us from that. Ameen. Shaitan whispered in the ears of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. His enmity is clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly stated multiple times in the Quran. He is what? Aduwwun mubeen. A clear enemy. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Help us against the evils of the evil whisperer. And what does he whisper? He knows what we want, what we need in our life, our weaknesses. He is aware of our weaknesses. And how does he do that? First, he waits. He watches. He watches our every move. He knows what we want. He knows what we desire. He knows how we look at things. And then he places that desire inside of us. The evil whisperer does not come to us and suddenly announce and say, well, so and so, you need to do this. Disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not pray salah. Stop praying salah. No, he plants an idea in your mind, which you will accept perhaps. And if a person does not seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is doomed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran, especially when we read the Quran, to seek refuge from shaitan, because he does not want us to listen to the Quran. He doesn't want us to understand the Quran. He does not want us to hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just as a reminder, there are doors of shaitan. The shaitan said in the Quran, we know that I will attack the progeny of Adam from the right and from the left and from the front and from behind. And what are these doors? We had discussed them. From the front, he places hopes inside of us for the future. He does not want us to stay on the straight path. So he places hope in worldly things. He tries to create obstacles in our path toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the back, he keeps us depressed. He keeps us thinking of what has happened in the past. So we become dejected and do not move forward. What about from the right? Shaitan stops us from doing good deeds. The right-hand side is a symbol of good deeds. If a person is adamant, if a believer is adamant on doing good, perhaps he will make you delay. He will make us delay sadaqah. He will make us delay salah. And then he might stop us from giving sadaqah altogether or give less of it. As we start falling into the trap of shaitan, may Allah save us, ameen, and our children, ameen, he becomes stronger and stronger. When we listen to the devil who is with us, and is there a devil with us? Yes. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, every human has a shaitan as his companion. The Sahaba said, even you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, yes, except Allah helped me and it is obedient to me. It does not order me to do anything but good. Every person has a devil and every person has an angel with them. If we listen to our angel, because the angels help us and remind us to do good. The whispers in your mind, you know, it's time to wake up, get up and pray. That is from your angel. If we don't listen and we continuously ignore our angel, then the devil becomes stronger. When we eat with our right hand and say Bismillah, our devil does not become stronger. When we enter the house with our right foot and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the devil does not become stronger. The shaitan stays outside. When we do anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we weaken our devil and the angel becomes stronger. So Allah says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind, the Sovereign of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the retreating whisperer. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. Who whispers evil into the breasts of mankind. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. From among the jinn and mankind. Now this is interesting, because most of the surah is concentrating on the evil whisperer, which is jinn. Shaitan, Iblis is jinn, and his army are also jinn. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, seek refuge from the shar of mankind. Because there are people, there are human beings, evil prompters from men as well as jinn. These men and women are around us. We are surrounded by people. They don't go around wearing plaques upon them that I am a worker of the devil, subhanallah. But we have to recognize them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us to recognize them. This is why it is imperative in the Quran and the Sunnah. We have been taught to select good friends, pious friends. Remember when Iblis whispered to Adam and Hawa alayhi salam, he said that I am to you a good friend. I am sincere to you. So people might seem outwardly sincere, but how would I know that they are taking me away from Allah? Because when they order you or when they encourage you to do something evil, when they prevent you from doing something good, those are friends that are like the devils, the shayateen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in His wisdom. He wants to protect us. Take these ayat as protection. So Allah says, seek refuge with Him from among the jinn and mankind. Alhamdulillah, we have completed this amazing book, this amazing kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah An-Nas, we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the different evils. In Surah Al-Falaq, we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from different evils. But the end of the Quran is related to the beginning of the Quran. The beginning of the Quran is from Surah Al-Fatiha, in which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for certain things. So in these two surahs at the end, we seek refuge from Allah. And in Surah Al-Fatiha, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something positive instead. This is what we want for our lives, and that is what we want for our children, for our families. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Alhamdulillah, we have completed The reading once over of this Quran. Alhamdulillahilladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praises to Allah, because of whose ni'mah and blessings all good things come to pass. May Allah accept it from us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun alal mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.